Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Apollo Pipes Limited Q4 FY 2023 conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Zico. Warm welcome to all the participants on the 4Q FY 2023 earnings call of Apollo Pipes. From the management, we have Mr. Sameer Gupta, Chairman and MD, Mr. Arun Agrawal, Joint MD, Mr. Anubhav Gupta, Group Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Ajay Kumar Jain, CFO on the call. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Sameer Gupta for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Gupta.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us on Q4 FY 2023 earnings call to discuss the operating and financial performance. I'm sure you all have the opportunity to go through our results presentation, which provide details of our operational and financial performance for the fourth quarter and year ended 31st March 2023. We just concluded an eventful year which was full of roller coaster ride. It started on a low note as PVC resin collapsed by 39% from the beginning of the financial year to December 2022. The industry went through a tough cycle. This led to inventory write-downs and channel destockings across industry. However, things got stabilized during Q4 FY 2023 as resin prices decline was finally arrested. I'm glad to share that we reported our best ever sales volume of 18,685 metric tons for the quarter in Q4. Revenue was highest ever as well, despite lower PVC prices. This suggests that we are now hitting 6,000 tons of monthly sales volume quite comfortably. Our encouraging market share gains and strong sales volume growth in a difficult year has given us enough confidence to expand our boundaries. That's why we have decided to double our capacity to 286,000 metric tons in the next three to four years. We believe that industry growth of 10%-12% gives enough opportunity for a player of our size to grow at this pace. In order to prepare ourselves for this commitment, we worked on three-point strategy: strengthening the team with appointment of X numbers of professionals in last two years, and latest being Mr. Anubhav Agrawal, ex-COO of our group company, APL Apollo Tubes. Allow me to welcome him on board. We are confident that his expertise in scaling up the steel business will help Apollo Pipes in the long run. As we are expanding, second point, as we are expanding our capacity, we are mindful of the fact that the CapEx needs to be funded without debt. That's why the company has got commitment for equity infusion of rupees 260 crores. Balance CapEx of 240 crores can be funded from internal cash flows. In our capacity expansion program, we have ensured that there is no cannibalization of existing business. Our Dadri 2 expansion is for value-added products comprising of bus fittings, CPVC, and SGP pipes. Our new proposed greenfield plants will mirror our flagship Dadri 1 plant with the investment of 135 crores each. This will help us scale up at the quick pace similar to our north performance. We believe that this shall provide enough ammunition to the team Apollo Pipes to accelerate revenue growth to 35% CAGR for the next four years. We are also confident of hitting 25%-30% of ROCE despite this proposed investment supported by working capital efficiencies. This is from our side, and we are now glad to take questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, in your opening remarks, you mentioned you are targeting capacity of about 286,000 tons, and you will not be cannibalizing this. So is it possible to highlight which areas you're looking at setting up a greenfield plant using this CapEx?
Hi, Bhargav. This is Anubhav here. So if you look at our expansion plan, okay, right now 70% of our capacity is in North India, right? And we are catering to West and Southern markets with very small plants. So one being in Gujarat and second being which we acquired from Kisan in Tumkur, Bangalore. Okay, so now these plants are reaching to their utilization levels which were possible. And now we feel that if we have to and if we have to grow the scale similar to what we have in North, so we need to have similar kind of plant setup, right, in West and South. So in West, we are looking somewhere around Maharashtra, because Maharashtra offers a very strong opportunity for a brand like Apollo Pipes to grow sales. Similarly, in South, we are considering between Hyderabad and Bangalore range, right, where we can cater to whole of South and East, also being equally important, right. We have a small facility in Raipur. We tested the waters. We are glad with the performance of that plant, right. So now we have to. Now we have to move forward with much aggression. And if you look at the government spendings which have been announced over the last 2-3 years, they start from eastern UP and go towards Bihar, Orissa, and further east, right? So it is very important to have a solid infrastructure to cater to these 6-7 states, right, and have equal stronger plant what we have in North India. So these are the three belts which we are evaluating. Right now we are doing around 200-300 crore top line from these three geographies. So that's why we feel that we are not going to cannibalize the existing sales. All the new plants will contribute incremental top line for the company.
Okay. Thanks for this detailed explanation. The second question is it possible to share what is the share of HDP pipes now in our overall volume mix, and is there any geographical concentration in terms of sale of HDP pipes?
So HDP pipe moves around like late single digit, early double digit, right? That's the contribution, right? And since this mainly belongs to water infrastructure projects which government is undertaking across India. So our capacity right now is more skewed towards North, right? So that's what we are selling, right? And we see good visibility. That's why the Dadri 2 greenfield expansion also consists of new HDP lines, right? So right now the focus is more towards North India, but with all the new plants which will come up, they will also have HDP lines.
And is this good in terms of margins, this product?
So margin. If you see, like in Q4, we reported 17 rupees per kg EBITDA level, right? So that's our normal business EBITDA, right? That's what we were doing in FY21, right? FY22, of course, because FY23 was, of course, depressed because of inventory write-downs. But our normal business EBITDA is around 17 rupees a kg. So which gives us around 12 to 13% margin, right? So HDP pipe will be like just hitting 10%, 8 to 10% kind of based on like, you know, what orders come, what our distributors get, what kind of orders. So it ranges from 8 to 10%.
Okay, And my last question is, with this geographical expansion, do you see an improvement in terms of your turnaround time in terms of reaching the distributor, and what kind of working capital efficiency are you expecting post this geographical expansion, maybe in the next 3 to 4 years? And that would be my last question.
Right. So it's been it's been 40-45 days Arunji joined our team, right? So that's been the point of deliberation, that we need to have large scale plants, right, in all the major markets which are spread across India, right, so that we are able to service all the potential clients in a much efficient way, right. It becomes to achieve 200-300 crore top line, it is all right to have a small plant in south and feed high value products from northern plant, right, but we can't scale it up to 1,000 crores, right, that market. For that we need an investment of 200-300 crores in that geography, which takes care of the whole market access, right. Why I said that it doesn't make sense to grow your sales beyond small 100 crore ticket size, because the freight factor comes into play, right? So it becomes very important, right? The brand which APL Apollo right now has become in the building material space, right? It becomes very important for us to present across India, right, with the same aggression what we are having in North India, and the results are also evident with like 6-7% market share what we are having in North India, right? So we are super confident that the same kind of market shares can be achieved in the other geographies as well.
Okay, thank you very much for your answers, and all the very best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Piyush Khandelwal from Bank of India Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Just wanted to understand, because Sameer sir highlighted in the opening remarks about this working capital efficiency enhancement during the ROC. Anubhav, if you can explain, what kind of measures that we are taking to improve the working capital efficiency. And even if I look at, let's say, about 23 numbers, our working capital has improved, which is mainly led by increase in the payable days. I'm taking everything on sales. It has improved from 68 days to 47 days. So if you can highlight, which are those measures that we are taking and why payable days has increased in FY23?
Right. So Piyush, if you look at my payable days, right, they were 63 in FY22, right? So that was very high compared to the industry average, right? Now payable days around 45. Now we have come at par with industry, okay, or industry may have even further higher payable days. So the reason is that in FY22, my scale was sub 700-800 crore top line, right? So I was buying, say, for example, 600 crore worth of raw material, right, for my suppliers. So the payment terms, right, the negotiation power, the bargaining power, that was limited to the size of 700-800 crores, right? Now I'm touching like 250-260 crore top line on quarterly basis, right? And I have visibility to grow my top line to 1,200-1,300 crores in next 12 months, right? So my bargaining, my negotiation, my payment terms, everything improves, right, with my suppliers, right? And also last 2 years have been like so volatile in terms of the commodity prices, right? So sometimes I'm trying to stock more so that my plants don't run out of raw material. I have to ensure that, correct? And that's what we also feel, the need of having like similar large plants across India, what we have in North, that to have better inventory management, right? We should work with larger size plants, right, to achieve all the aspired revenue CAGR what we are having, right? So one is that creditor days will continue to increase, right, as my scale goes up, right? My suppliers are ready to offer me same terms which they are offering to my competitors. And second, towards receivables, right, debtors, we are confident that in North India we have started cash and carry model with some of our top clients, right? And the response has been very encouraging. So that will bring down the overall debtor days as well. So we are confident that ultimately we will have our net WC getting stabilized around 35-40 days, on a sustainable manner.
Understood. So just one thing on this payable days. I mean, once you alerted that with scale you get the bargaining power. So it's a question of whether, getting a higher payable days or getting product at a lower cost. I mean, what would you, make a trade-off of better? For example, let's say something you're buying, let's say at 10 rupees, maybe at a lower scale, you might get at 8.5 or 9 with a better margins.
So Piyush, I understand what you're trying to ask. See, it's about like what return I'm getting, right? So, if of course my supplier offers me credit, right, it will come at some cost, right? But that cost is equal to the discount which he gives as cash discount, right, to me. So whatever is better for me, I'm going after that. So as per our evaluation, this is better that we take material on credit if he's ready to offer to me. Before that, he was not ready to offer to me. That was the problem.
All right. Understood. So this working capital days will be maintained in the range of 40-45 days, as you said.
They will come down below 40. What we are saying is we can do this business around 35-40 days of WC.
All right, understood. Now another question is on the targets that even Sami sir has mentioned, that about 35% kind of a growth. So this, if you can just give me a ballpark breakup. Obviously, previously as well, you have highlighted about the change in mix towards the building material and hence a better realization. So this majorly growth will be led by volume, or will it be led by realizations as well? Because this quarter we have reported 135 per kg of realization, and this is where the PVC price are hovering somewhere around 85-90 per kg. So if PVC prices stabilize at same level, let's say 80-100, how will our realization will look like going forward with the change in mix?
Yeah, Piyush. So if we look at our business model, right, which we have formed up, right, in last 40 days, it is with the consideration that PVC prices are not going to go up, right? So whatever NSR improvement will come, it will come from the value-added products, right? So we have kept the base PVC resin same what we are today, right? So to get 35% revenue growth, we'll get 28-30% volume growth and 4-5% improvement in NSR owing to sales mix improvement, right? We have not factored in any decline or increase in PVC prices from the current levels.
All right. Understood. And what would be our agri mix as of now?
Right now, agri is like slightly below 50% of the overall sales mix. Okay, every year it is going down, right? And with the capacity what we have right now, with the capacity which will come in Dadri 2 and some brownfield expansion we are doing, right? Plus the new greenfield plants, what we're going to set up over the next 2 to 3 years, this agri sales mix will drop down to 25% of the total sales.
Got it. And just one last question on this margin profile as well. So this quarter we reported, around 16 per kg of EBITDA. So going forward as well, will there be increase that you're looking in EBITDA per kg, or you are comfortable with same kind of numbers?
So see, my gross margin will expand, Piyush, right? But it may not visible in EBITDA per ton immediately, because as I'm going to put up new plants, new capacity, the front cost will go up, right? So for me to show one and a half rupee improvement in EBITDA per ton, it may not be possible, right? Once the plants are stabilized, then definitely, right? And as we have to go very aggressively in the market, right, we are offering cash discounts to go to cash and carry also, right? So there will be gross margin improvement, yes, gross profit improvement, But for next 2-3 years, we are comfortable with like 500 to 750 rupees per ton improvement in EBITDA.
Got it. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
So, hi, sir. So just want to understand whether in this quarter do we have any sort of inventory gain?
This quarter there was no inventory gain, no inventory loss. This is our actual business performance.
Okay. And what sort of capex we should build in this year and next year?
So we have factored in 500 crores of capex right over the next 3 to 4 years. 100 crore is from the ongoing projects. One is Dadri 1 brownfield, second is Dadri 2 greenfield. These two projects sum up to around 100 crores, and then 400 crores is for 3 plants, right? So that will be put up in next 3 to 4 years. So I think FI 24, 25, 26, and maybe like some residual in FI 27. So we should be like 150, 150, 150, 150, and 50, right? So that's the number what we have in our mind. But of course, I mean, if required, we may go for 200 in 1 year, right, and maybe slightly slow in the following year. It will depend on what kind of plants get finalized. But we are comfortable with 150 to 200 crore of annual investment based on the equity infusion which is coming, plus the operating cash flows what company is going to get.
Okay, got it. Can you share your plant-wise capacity of 136?
Yeah, sure. Just a sec. So very broad-based numbers we can share, right? So right now, North India, which is mix of Dadri and Secunderabad, they are around 90. Right? Then South India is around 25. 30, right, and then rest is Raipur and Ahmedabad, split like equally between Ahmedabad and Raipur.
Okay, got it. One last question from my side. As you are currently working in the right direction, you said reducing agri to 25%. So 25% you're talking in terms of volume or revenue? And lastly, how is your margin, let's say, agri versus value-added versus plumbing, some broader sense would be great.
So when we say sales mix, it is on value terms, right? Second, on margin profile for different products. So at comfortable EBITDA per ton of rupees 17,000, right, which gives us margin of 12% at EBITDA level. Right, so our product range starts from 6-7%, right, for super commoditized agri products, and it goes up to 25-30% for super high value added products for bath fittings, etc. Right, so that's our product profile, starting from 7% towards agri and goes up to 25-30% for building material products.
Okay, got it. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Pritesh Chera from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Anupam. Just one question. I couldn't understand the answer it was asked. So at the current PVC prices, let's say whatever 80 or 90 rupees a kg, whatever it is, what kind of realizations should be assumed for that current price and what is the margin assumed?
So, Pritesh, at current PVC price of, say, 85 rupees, right, our NSR for Q4 was around 135, right? So we have factored in, like, same PVC prices, right, for next 4 years in our business plan. And this NSR can go up by, like, 6-7 rupees, right, every year, based on 4-5 rupees, based on our volume mix improvement, sales volume mix improvement.
Okay. And you were saying that you are back to the original margin of, let's say, 17, 18, right?
Yes.
Now, there is a big variation in your margin as the company has progressed. Now, this margin I saw back in quarter two FY 2022. And you know, that was a time also where there was some inflation element on account of benefit on account of inventory. And you know, it continued for a few quarters and then tapered off in FY 2023. So because FY 2022 was a year where you guys gained a lot on the inventory part, right? So still you believe that the 17, 18 is what you should look at? Or what is the change in your business model between FY 2022 and FY 2024, let's say, or let's say FY 2022 and quarter three, quarter four, FY 2023?
So, Pritesh, I think it will be better to compare FY. If you look at our journey of EBITDA spread improvement, right? It started from FY 2020.
Right.
Even in FY 2020, like, you know, we touched like 10,400 rupees per ton, right? And then it jumped to, say, 15,000 per ton in FY 2021, right? So there was like, you know, some element of inventory gains, of course, right? But majority of that came from the fact that our CPVC and the bath fittings sales mix, right, it started contributing in a significant manner. Okay? So that's the reason that why our EBITDA per ton increased significantly, right? And then it sustained for full of FY 2022. Yes, I mean, 2,000 per ton improvement in spreads from FY 2021 to 2022, you can ascribe some to inventory gains. But then again, my sales mix continued to improve, right? And then FY 2023, starting like Q1, okay.
2023, we know that there is a massive inventory fall.
So what you should look is that whether you look at quarterly, right, from Q1 FY 2022 to Q4 FY 2022, we were hovering around 16,700 per ton to 17,800 per ton. Okay? So I would say my base EBITDA spread was 16,500. Rest you could ascribe to some like soft inventory gains. Okay?
For FY 2022.
For FY 2022, yes. The quarterly spreads, if you see, 16.5-17.5, that's what they have moved, right?
I'll ask the other way around.
Yeah.
Let's say the annual number for FY 2020 is about 9-10 rupees a kg. FY 2021 is about 13-14 rupees a kg. FY 2022 is about 18+ rupees a kg. And FY 2023, if you adjust the raw material inventory loss for FY 2023, what will be your number?
16,500.
Okay. 16,500, if I adjust the entire inventory, right?
Of course, yes.
Oh, okay. Done. Thank you very much, yeah.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Anubhav, if you can please talk about, you know, how has been the demand on the agri side now? You know, agri pipes have been facing challenges for the past 2-3 years. So how has been the demand in Q4, and Q1 being a big season for agri pipes, how is the demand in Q1 as well till now?
So, Q4, the agri demand has started improving, and Q1 and Q2 normally being the season for agri demand. So as of now, we are currently seeing a good traction in agri demand.
So, like, how much would have been our volume growth on the agri side for Q4?
So, if you see, like, for Q4, our overall volume increase, right? If you look at YOY, so agri would, like, you know, wouldn't match that, okay? Because our whole focus is towards building the housing plumbing portfolio, right? All our distributors right now are focusing on pushing that product. Agri, yes, I mean, we being in the market for many years, we having very strong SKU range for the agri products. Our brand is popular, right? So that sales continue to happen as per the market growth rate, as per the market sentiments, how the markets move. But beyond a point, we don't put extra efforts, right, to get that growth. Our whole efforts are going towards getting the market share from the housing plumbing side.
Sure. And on the PVC pricing side, we are seeing, you know, decline in prices during April and May in Q1. So can we expect some inventory loss during Q1?
Yeah, the PVC prices have been going down, but that drop is not so drastically, you can say, that not very steep. So there should not be any inventory loss in the quarter or coming quarters, because we don't see too much drops in the coming days also. It is almost near to the bottom only. Again, there will be some rise in, you can say, in the next month. We may see some temporary rise again. We don't see too much drop or the rise in the coming quarter. So the prices should be stable, and we don't see any gain or losses in the inventory.
So, Sanket, the other angle to this is that normally the inventory gains or losses will come if the volatility is like 20-25%, like in a short span of time. PVC prices at 89 rupees a kg, 510 rupees here and there, right? That's a normal industry, I would say, business practice cycle, right, which takes place and which has been taking place for years, right? So it's just that if PVC prices go from 80 per kilo to 180 rupees a kilo, or they drop from 180 per kilo to 70 rupees a kilo, right? That's the time when the industry faces these issues. 10 to 15, 5 to 10 to 15 rupees fluctuation, don't think it is going to impact any much beyond a point.
Sure, sir. And my last question was on the CAPEX, the funding for the CAPEX. So this 260 crore that we plan to fund CAPEX from equity infusion, so this will be, you know, will be raising this equity in the near term?
Right. So as in when the need comes, right, the commitment is already there. So it's not, although it's in form of warrants, it's not that the money has to come within, like, you know, at the last month, which is like in year 2024. If the company needs money tomorrow, the money will flow.
Thank you. Mr. Ankit Gupta, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Udit Gajiwala from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking up my question. So firstly, you know, what gives us the confidence of achieving the 25% compounded growth where we are seeing industry will grow at a 10 to 12%? Say, for example, volume will grow at 8 to 10%. So this outperformance and the confidence that we have of gaining market share, could you please elaborate on the same?
So the basic ideology of growth comes from our geographical expansion plan. So as of now, we are mainly focused on only on the northern markets. We don't have any major, say, capacity to fuel the market in the other geographies. We have already tested, done some pilot projects from our existing plants and tested the waters there, and we see good, say, response from those markets, which has led to this expansion plan as a whole. So this will improve overall service time in those markets, improve, give me some scale advantage, some freight advantage to service those markets, and we are planning state-of-the-art facilities in all our future expansions.
So, Udit, just to add to it, right now, as per you, what will be the current PVC industry market size in India?
Say close to 35,000 odd crores, 30-35 varies.
35,000. And what kind of growth you would ascribe to the industry on annual basis?
Value terms compounded could be 9 to 10%.
So that means 3,500 crore of incremental industry should increase every year, right? Fair to say? And what will be the asset turnover you think companies get in this industry? Asset turnover?
2.5 to 3.
So if it is 2.5 times, that means industry needs to add 1400 crore worth of new assets, fixed assets every year.
Agreed. Yeah.
Right. So we are just trying to be part of that.
Got it. Got it. So do we have any such plans or, you know, some target in terms of number of dealers or distributors, how we put it? What would be our 23 ending and, you know, in say next 3-4 years, I mean, what number could we be at given the geographic expansion coming into play?
So that right now we are at like 600 direct channel partners, right? Out of these, like 70-80%, of course, business coming from north, right? So to achieve 286,000 ton of sales volume whenever it comes in 3-4 years, we must be having at least 1500 to 2000 direct channel partners across India who will give us this kind of top line. So that's the number we have in our mind.
Got it. And just last, if I could squeeze in, what would be, you know, the channel level inventory that they are holding given that the prices are coming down for PVC?
You mean the channel partners?
Yeah, the dealer inventory level currently, how many days would be they storing right now?
Right now, as the prices have stabilized down and it is almost near to the bottom, so I don't think they are carrying too low inventory or too high inventory. They should be normal inventories, which should vary from 30 to 60 days depending on channel partner to channel partner, what volume they are doing and what how much scale of business they are doing. It's totally depending on that. So it should be varying from 30 days to 60 days of inventory per channel partner.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Couple of questions, sir. First on working capital. Just wanted to understand how much is the resin sourcing locally versus imports and how much was it in Q4 last year?
So 70% imports and rest local.
And how much was the same ratio last year?
More or less same.
Okay, so payable days doesn't have any impact varying because of sourcing, change in sourcing pattern. Would that be fair?
No, this year it is going to change because this year we are targeting higher volumes. So we are trying to, whatever the increased volume, it is from the locals. It should be from the locals.
So Ritesh, this is one that the local sourcing will increase, right? And that will further help us improve our payable days. But also during the last 12 months, although the import proportion looks similar, but the terms with those suppliers, that's what is helping us have higher payable days.
I would presume it would be the other way around, right? So if you are importing something, I think we will get, we can avail LC facilities and it can actually help working capital. So how are we saying that if we source more locally, then it will help on working capital? Please correct me. Am I understanding?
Ritesh, there is some background noise. Can you please repeat it?
Yep. Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, better. Yes.
I could not comprehend basically when we say that if we increase local sourcing this year, it will aid our working capital. Couldn't it be the other way around when we are looking at payable days?
No. So see, there are two parts to it. One, the first part of your question was that between FY22 and FY23, right, the mix of imports and local was kind of same, right? 70% imports, 30% local, right? So how our payable days increase, right? So the answer to that question is that as we are sourcing more and more, right, almost 30-40% increase, right, in the sourcing during last 12 months, it helped us with the better payment terms. That is one. Second, now that in FY24, right, the local sourcing will improve. Say we go to 40%, right, we go to 45%. It's not going to be like it will become 30-70 from 70-30. Right. So that's what I'm saying, that the ultimate improvement in payables is coming from the fact that the sourcing power right, of Apollo Pipes is improving every year. And you would see that not only for us, you could see that for all the other pipes companies you must be tracking, right? Or maybe outside the pipes industry, right? Whenever the scale goes up, you get all the benefits. Apollo Tubes is one of the, like, you know, best examples. Today, with our power of sourcing in Apollo Tubes towards the steel side, right, we enjoy the benefits which today our larger peers are enjoying, right? But as we are moving up the chain, right, those benefits do come for company of our size also.
Sure. My second question was on receivables. Can you say something on the exposure to HDF itself? Are we already getting that benefit? What sort of benefit should we expect on receivable days going forward?
So, Ritesh, if you see my March 23 receivable days were around 26, right? And my March 22 receivable days were 28. So, there is hardly any change in the receivable days, right? So, I'm kind of maintaining that. We don't ascribe this marginal change in receivable days to any channel financing, right? But yes, I mean that product is available in the market, right? So if my distributor asks for that channel, he may go for it. But Apollo Pipes is not kind of, you know, getting into, like, you to tell my distributor to buy from to use HDFC Bank or some fintech or an NBFC or HDFC Finserv, right? What we are telling our distributors in North India is that you please lift my material on cash and carry, right? And I will offer discount to you, okay? Now to pay against that material, whether he brings his own capital, he takes help of HDFC Bank, he takes help of a tier 2 bank, he takes help of some NBFC, he takes help of some ongoing, like today, a lot of existing, there are a lot of NBFCs, fintechs, which are existing, right, VC funded, or it is HDFC Finserv. So I leave it to my distributor to decide which product he has to use from which lender, right? So as on, like, you know, March 31st, 2023, there could be hardly 2, 3, 4, 5 crore kind of exposure from Finserv.
Perfect. And just last question, more of a clarification to what Bhargav asked earlier. HDP, you indicated it is an high single digit on volume contribution. Did I hear that number right?
Yeah. It's around, like, between the quarters, it has ranged from 8% to 13%, right? So blended basis, it will be like 10-11%.
Okay. The reason I ask for this clarification is I remember earlier we had indicated this number to be upwards of 20%. Can you please just clarify whether this number has trended down from 20 to say 10-12%, or it has always been at 10-12%?
No, 20% could be, like, you know, in one of the months, right? When there was, like, maybe execution of some large ongoing order. But if you look at the 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or 12 months pattern, it won't go beyond 12-13%.
Sure. Perfect. Sir, if I can just squeeze one, we have indicated incremental capex in newer regions. Can you just give some broad qualitative comments on the competitive intensity, say, hypothetically, if you are deciding to put up a plant in Maharashtra? We have a significant agri contribution right now, which you indicated we intend to reduce it going forward. But there are formidable players in this region. In North, obviously, we call out the shots, but venturing into new region, how do we look at competitive intensity? Say, Maharashtra being a case in point.
So Ritesh, see, I mean, how we are looking at these new markets is the way how we took market share away in the North market, right? So we are not trying to get into territories or we are not trying to get market share from the top 5-6 players who are, like, stronger than us, right? How we see this industry is, like, the players in the organized sector which are below us. So say we today are ranked at number 7, right? 6 being a sick company. So from starting from rank 8 to rank 25, right, in the organized space, there are, like, many players, right, who are facing a lot of issues. last 6-7 years, you know how they have been disruptive, right? Right from 2016, started with demon, and till 2022, the second, third wave from the COVID crisis, right? So we find lot of opportunities, lot of gaps, right, which have come up because of these players, right? So my target is to take market share from these, number one. Number two, then the unorganized space. I mean, this industry is one of the great example that the unorganized contribution is still very high, right, versus other building material companies. The third is we are eyeing this incremental 3,000-4,000 crore of industry size, right, which is going to get added every year, right. So even if you see that the kind of capex required, right, to for the industry to grow 10%, right, we just want to be part of that incremental industry, right? So we don't think that we may need to bother stronger players too much to get this growth.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Ritesh Shah, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Dheeral from Philip Capital PCG. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is again pertaining to the follow-up of the earlier question. So this future expansion of 125,000 tons that you are, you know, targeting across west, south and east, so this, will this be equally distributed, like 40,000 ton on each of the region, or what are you planning for that, sir?
So I guess, not necessarily, right? Not necessarily. But yes, I mean, broad-based, you could assume that the minimum plant what we're going to set up will be at least 30-35,000 tons, right, at single location. And we have already started mapping the markets, right? In next 2-3 weeks, we will have a ready plan, right? What kind of capacity, what kind of line have to come across these three geographies.
Okay, sir, have we decided or have we bought any land for this, or we are very in early stage?
We are still evaluating locations and other things, so we will give more updates on this in our next interaction.
Okay, so 500 crore includes the land.
500 crore is the land.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sandesh Barmecha from Haitong. Please go ahead.
Sandesh, sorry, just want to clarify on the previous question that the greenfield capex is 400 crores, right? 100 crores is for the ongoing expansion. So 400 crores, which we have allocated for three greenfield plants, that includes land also. Please, Sandesh, sorry, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you, sir, anyway. So we have clocked EBITDA of around 15.7 per kg in Q4. Which is one of the best quarters for the industry, and the industry also saw benefit of PVC resin price, during the March quarter. So what makes us so confident that clocking of 70 to 18 rupees kg per EBITDA per unit going forward, sir?
So what we are guiding is 16 to 17 rupees, right, for the next 2 years, right, as we are going to expand capacities, right, there will be fixed costs which will be coming up front, right? We are moving to cash and carry, which will require some cash discounts, extra cash discounts, right? So we are comfortable with 16 to 17 rupees kind of EBITDA spreads, right? And once the new plant settle in, our market share is higher, right? Then our EBITDA spreads will inch towards 18-19 rupees, okay? So right now our guidance is 16 to 17 rupees over the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, sir. Good day.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jainesh Karia from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Hope I'm audible. Yeah. So, sir, in one of the earlier questions, you answered that you are targeting market share gains from smaller organized players and unorganized players. And the capacity that we are adding is more for CPC and value-added category. So can you please help us with the understanding that how much of the smaller organized players and unorganized players would have the CPVC and what is the target market size that we are seeing in the value add thing?
No. Generally, there was like a lot of disturbance. Could you please speak closer to your mic?
Yeah, is this better, sir?
Yeah, better.
So I was saying that we are targeting market share gains from smaller organized players and unorganized players. And the capacity we are adding is more towards the value add and CPVC category where we want to increase our market share. So could you please help us understand how much of this CPVC and value add capacity will the smaller organized players have that we are targeting?
No, so Jinesh, the value-added products which are coming right now, they are in Dadri 2. Okay, that is already part of our business plan which we announced right 1.5 years ago. Okay, and why that expansion? Because I had utilized my whole capacity for CPVC, which I had put up in North India. I had already utilized my 100% capacity for bath fittings, which I had put up in North India. Then my HDP pipe business was growing as the water infrastructure projects keep on coming from the government. Okay, so that's why we put up those greenfield lines in Dadri 2 near to our existing Dadri 1 plant. Now, the greenfield expansion, what we are talking about in north, west, east, right, it's not going to be like 100% value added, right? It will also be consistent of the normal lines for some lines for agri, some lines for regular building material, plumbing pipes. And then there will also be CPVC and HDP and bath fittings, okay? So it's not that all my 250,000, all my 150,000 ton of incremental capacity is coming in value-added products.
Understood. That's helpful, sir. And so our freight cost ranges between 2-2.5% of the revenues. So with our plans being spread out pan-India, how much of the freight cost savings can we expect? Can we expect it around 1.5% of revenue or something like that, or it will consistently be 2% or above?
So, right now, it's very limited sales, limited products which I send from my North plant to feed these markets. Okay, so that proportion will be very small. Right, nothing to make a note of it. But what is important is my incremental sales. Right, after these new plants are out, then it will have regular freight cost, which right now my North market has. Okay, there could be substantial cost saving if I was feeding my South market from my North plant, which is like very small today.
Okay, and just one last thing, if you can just highlight on the ad spend going forward.
Ad spends, if you see, there has already been increase of 60%, right, from 10 crore in FY22 to 16 crores in FY23, okay, in terms of ad spends, right, despite pressure on sales because of market, right, we were aggressive in ad spends, right, so this came out to be around 1.75% of my total sales. So I think FY24, our budget factors in around 2% of the top line as my ad spend. So I think going forward, you should factor in like 1.75 to 2.25% as percentage of top line.
Okay, understood. That's really helpful. Thank you and all the best for the future.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a follow-up. These plants, they run at their rated 100% capacity?
No, 70%. If you look at industry average, Pritesh, it's around 70-75%.
Okay.
So we have also factored in that by putting 286,000 tons, okay, we may get sales volume of not more than like 225,000 tons.
Okay, so if they operate at 70%, so 111 divided by 136. So basically, you are out of your capacity in first half of FY25 on the current 136.
So,
okay, you are adding 136 plus 25.
Yeah,
cost,
yeah.
Right. Okay. So that takes care of FY25. Now, these green fields, when do they start coming to your P&L, or when they will? Are they staggered operation? When they will start coming?
So first contribution will be coming within 15 months, Pritesh.
So it is FY25?
Q1 of FY25.
15 months, you've already started constructing, or how it is?
So, I mean, maybe Q2 FY25.
Okay. And you mentioned that these plants will give some element of fixed cost once they get operational. Will all the plants come at one go, or the entire 400 crore, 125,000
ton? No, Pritesh, it won't be like that. Okay, so right now our priority is West, right? So we have already started mapping the market. We have right, and our project team is super active now, looking for land, etc. Okay, then the second priority is South. And east, right? So you could assume that if things go as per the plan, first plant will start in west after 15 months. Then within 24 months, eastern plant will start, and then the south plant.
So it's basically 25, 26, and maybe 27 that the entire capacity will come. And when you are factoring, have you factored in the 16, 17 rupees a kg EBITDA, the fixed cost which would come in once this capacity?
Yeah, so 16 rupees is what we have factored, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Just on the margin, on the guidance front that you've given. So if I'm not wrong, you said 35% CAGR growth. And you're targeting around 25%. As per your presentation, you are targeting around 25% for FY24, right?
Could you please repeat? Sorry.
Yeah. So as per your presentation that you have put up, right? You're targeting around revenue growth of around 25% for FY24. I mean, as a focus area for FY24. And overall, you're targeting 35% capital growth for next 4 years. So I just want to understand.
So presentation. So presentation is like the long term sustainable growth, right? So it's not for one specific year, right? So today on call, in opening remarks which Samirji gave, right? So he's talking about 35% revenue CAGR for next 4 years. By the time we will utilize this capacity of 286,000 tons.
Right.
So you should assume, so our guidance is 35% revenue CAGR for next 4 years.
Okay. If I missed, I'm sorry, your expansion as Dadri, when it would kick in, why, I mean, any timeline for it? I mean, the greenfield and the brownfield of Dadri.
By Q4 of current financial year.
Okay, both the capacity will be kicking in by then.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's all from my side. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Rahul Agarwal from Incred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Good afternoon. Just one question on this value-added products. Could we highlight, you know, what's the R&D focus of the company? Because my understanding is most value-added products we are talking about are essentially already available from larger national brands. And anyway, they're also improving on that. So how do we excite the market with new offerings exclusive from Apollo? Could you talk Just your thoughts on this, please. Thank you.
So we are setting up our first R&D lab in our Dadri unit, and we have allocated around 5 crores initially to the to fund that. So this is the first of its kind that Apollo Pipes is planning, and I think we'll give more updates once we have some concrete shape to it. So in our budget plan, we have allocated 5 crores to the R&D lab at our Dadri unit.
Yeah, I understand that, sir. But could you, you know, talk about just your thinking in terms of how do you excite market, in terms of what products you would offer? Because my understanding is the growth you're talking about is more volumes, and obviously that will come more from getting market share from, like, you know, smaller regional brands and lesser from national larger brands. If and correct me if I'm wrong. So my sense is that obviously volumes can be pushed, you know, by doing more PVC, but margins.
Rahul. See, I mean, to excite the market, right, I have enough ammunition as of now, right? If you look at my CPVC sales contribution, you look at my solvents sales contribution, you look at my water storage tank product contribution, you look at my bath fittings, right, contribution, right, the new PPR product which we launched 3 quarters back, right? So all these 5 products, right, which will be contributing very small versus my larger peers. Okay, so so focus is to ramp up these products, right, to the best possible manner over the next 2-3 years, right, and these 4 or 5 products will give me volume. At the same time, they will give me more profits of, like, you know, like I said, my gross margin, my gross profit per ton will continue to improve. You could very much verify my financials, right? EBITDA per ton we are keeping, like, you know, 16-17 range, because now we are getting into a hyper growth phase, right, which will require a lot of capex. Fixed costs will come upfront, right? Aggressive sales push. Okay, so at no time we feel that we don't have like, you know, something to excite the market. Okay, we have enough ammunition to excite the market with these products. So my bath fitting, I mean, there is this company in Coimbatore in bath fittings, investors, it is like combination of some Sri Lankan company, some Malaysian company, and some local family from Coimbatore. And it's up for sale by some private equity funds, right? People are going like, you know, crazy for that. Okay. So this product which I started, right, it is giving me 25-30% EBITDA spreads, right, EBITDA margin. So I think if I am able to ramp up this product, right, to whatever business plan I have made, this could be a new different revenue stream for Apollo Pipes over the next 3-4 years. So nowhere we feel that we don't have enough ammunition where I have to do some to come up with some like, you know, super R&D product. But like Arunji mentioned, that we have taken the first step to set up the lab, right? We are like 100 crore odd EBITDA company, right? 5 crore allocation is also very big amount for us, but if you look at the total industry, it is not. So we'll take baby steps, right? And right now our SKU range matches any other tier 1, tier 2 company you may compare us with. 2000 SKUs, more than 2000 SKUs, more than 1500 fitting molds, right? So we are pretty much in race as per the SKU profile and enough products to excite ourselves and our clients and the end consumer.
Perfect, sir. I get that. Just to conclude on this, should we see any exclusivity on new product launches from Apollo?
Not really as of now. Like Arunji mentioned, in next 1-2 quarters, we have more clarity on our R&D efforts, where it is taking us. We may have something out of our hat, but not today.
Perfect, sir. Completely understand. Appreciate your answer. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, that was the last question of the question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Right. Thank you, Angeek, for hosting us, and thanks to all the investors who dropped by. And if there is any question unanswered, I would request you to reach out to us, and we will be happy to address any question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.